Hello.
So that didn't go too bad, considering I didn't have Audacity open and didn't click it until you said, "Let's start recording."
Wow.
But I got it. I got it in
You got it
time.
quick.
Great. I was gonna say my levels are okay, and I don't see any persistent clicking.
Oh, I'm on the wrong mic though. Nobody said.
Couldn't
You
tell.
sounded fine.
I bet I sound a little bit different.
Yeah, you do.
You
You
do
sound even
now.
better now.
Is that Poochie? What is that?
It's Bluey.
Ah, I prefer Poochie.
Yeah, but Bluey's better.
I don't know. I came back. Donkey Teeth and Parodiac were both in here, so.
You sound far away a little bit.
Oh, well, I
Ray?
was
Or
facing
me?
away from the mic, so.
Yeah, he was just reading
Okay.
things.
I was
But
like,
yeah.
what happened?
Nope. The fact that that Teeth posted a Bluey gif is so on brand for a man with 17 children.
That's true.
That thing's gotta be on his TV nonstop. I have one kid who's 10, and we still watch Bluey together sometimes. That show really holds up. And now that they released Blue Minis, oh,
I was sad that
Bluey
the
Minis.
Star Wars show got canceled.
Yeah, no more Jason Mendoza, the Sith
Yeah.
Lord.
Man, I was that made me sad.
Me too.
D, and you are ready for the big movie of 2025 though, coming up next year.
Uh-oh. There's
Tron
something coming
3.
out. Oh, I didn't know when that was coming out. I've been ready for that for a couple years now. Yeah, I don't even know what it's all about, but I'm on board.
Don't know, don't care. We'll see it in
Yeah.
the theater.
Yep, we'll try to talk each other into going to the IMAX.
Oh, I really like that plan.
Yeah, you do. It's a great movie to see in IMAX. Second only to Speed Racer in IMAX, which was incredible.
It was so colorful and bright.
It was unbelievable. Everything they were trying to do with the ridiculously overdone
Loved
colors
it.
came through tenfold in IMAX. It was awesome.
That movie was way better than I expected it to be the worst thing I've ever seen. Right, because my expectations were really low. But boy, I wanted to see it, and I enjoyed it.
It's a dope
I have
film.
watched it several
Excellent time.
times.
Probably the second best IMAX experience I ever had in my life.
Outside of the Harry Potter 3D battle.
Oh, Order of the Phoenix was so good, Craig.
That lasts like 15 minutes is
Oh, how are we going to get
glorious.
there? Fly, of course. Boom, glasses go on.
3D? Yeah.
Things are exploding. People are dying. Oh, I can just taste it. So good.
Dumbledore-Voldemort battle. Oh.
Yeah.
So good. It was so good.
It was so good. Serpents of fire, columns of water, everything. Oh, prophecies exploding. I love it, dude. All right, let's go see Tron 3, 3D IMAX. I'm on
I'm
board.
totally down. All right, let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Let's talk about chicks, man.
Chicks, man.
True believers, welcome to the 433rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Everybody's here. Nobody's on vacation. How's it going?
Good.
Great. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, I'll take
Had a good time off last week with for my anniversary, and it was a good time.
Nice.
This is the week of 8/28 through 9/4. Man, summer is very rapidly
Cruising.
disappearing.
Yeah, my kid's back in school. People need their computers fixed for college. Stuff's happening, dude.
Let's see, what do we got here? In the things, what are those called? Oh, the 7-day four-star crash. Thanks, I forgot. I need to reopen the script. I'm like, what do I do next? Man, we'll go back a couple weeks because we weren't here last week. On the 19th, you had Moon Knight versus X-23 and Hawkeye. I'm assuming you threw a bunch of croissants and Doom was dead.
Yeah, that dude is great. He's a expensive but powerful four star.
I never got to throw my croissants.
No?
No. But I got
Did you punch
black.
with a fist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got
That is
black
also
and that
devastating.
finished that fight and healed me back up for the second fight. It was super
Sure.
easy.
Yeah. Let's see. This week, you've got Mr. Negative, even though, and still after playing that, I have no idea what Mr. Negative does. But he fought a Spider-Man. Did you Mr. Negative?
I don't think Ian did.
I don't own any.
Oh, does he have no negatives?
I own zero.
Oh.
Zero shares of him currently. I have him at the ever popular 0-0-0.
It's gonna make it hard to win.
Yep. I'm gonna take a little hiatus.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
It will not.
Let's
I played that as well, and I don't really understand what he does. Like, he did it okay. Spider-Man kept dodging, and that was annoying.
Right.
But eventually, he ran out of web tiles, and it all worked. So.
Yeah, I mean, his powers kept charging up. I just kept firing them. I'm not really sure what they did. But yes, eventually Spider-Man just fell over dead. And I was like, all right, good for me, I guess. Next week we got Moon Girl versus a couple of things that will be all new. So get your Moon Girl and Devil Dino ready.
Oh, the that version. The other 4-star.
Yeah, it's the other Moon Girl.
Yes, not the one that I'm currently receiving in my weekly or my, annual resupply. It's about that time for me.
Got you.
Okay. I probably have a big fat goose egg on them too, don't I?
1-2-1.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know what she does, so I can't tell you if that's good. Storyland Honor Among Thieves is running right now. They get you Blade, Dark Veil, and some shards for a new character we'll talk about later. Placement is Lady Octopus and some Hot Pool shards. PvP World, it is the Space Ghost season.
Nice.
You can get some Kang, some Punisher, some Annihilus. And right now you can be hooked on a Phelan with Star-Lord and Iron Fist, and also placing with some Hulkbuster and Killmonger. All right, we weren't here last week, but they dropped two new characters on us.
Yeah, they did.
What?
We got a 3-star and a 5-star of Nova.
Oh, I didn't know we got two flavors of him.
So 3-star Nova is the, I guess, original Nova, right? The Richard Rider Nova? Is he the original Nova?
I'm not a Nova historian, but...
I don't know. What's the 4-star's name?
I don't know. Is that also Richard Rider?
The original? I don't know. Anyway, what's Nova up to? Tell me the 3-star version.
All right. Let's see what we got. Red power, 6 red. Gravimetric pulse. Deals some damage to the target. If a friendly, whirlwind, world mind tile exists, create 2 strength 6 attack tiles. Well, those will add up. And deal 139 damage to enemy team, then lower the timer of all the friendly world mind tiles by 1. As you go up in level, that damage very slowly creeps up, but not too much. All right. Yellow, Nova Force Field, cost of 5. That's a bargain. Create 3 strength 9 protect tiles. If a friendly world mind tile exists, also increase the strength of all friendly protect tiles by 10% and heal your team for some health. Then lower the timer of all friendly world mind tiles by 1. As you go up in level, the healing gets better, increasing tile strength by up to 40%. Black, host of the world mind. Whoa, super bargain. 4 black. create a 2-turn world mind countdown tile. While this is on the board, Nova deals 50% increased damage. Well, that's nice. When this tile expires or destroyed, Nova gains a burst of health. Passive, if Nova would be stunned and a friendly world mind tile exists, prevent the stun and destroy a random world mind tile. As you go up in level, at level 5, you're doing 90% increased damage and getting much more burst health. All right, so it's all about firing that black power, it looks like, as many times as you can.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So clearly that's a 5-3-5 setup, right? You want
to
boost your damage and get lots of those world mind things going on?
Yeah, nobody likes projectiles, so yep.
Yeah. All right, so clearly the 3-star... Oh, Sam Alexander. That's the 4-star Nova, Ian.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So Richard Rider feeds Sam Alexander, which will feed the 5-star guy who's apparently called Tanak Vault.
Nice.
We will get to him more. Let's see. Let's look at Mr. Tanak Vault. What do we got here? He's a cosmic enhanced hero. Red power, Nova Prime, costs 8. Deal about 2,000 damage to target. Add an extra hit of 443 damage for each friendly Nova Core tile on the board. Then reset the cost of this ability to 8. When a Nova Core tile activates, lower the cost of this ability by 1 down to a minimum of 3.
Wow.
Wow.
As you go up in level, damage increases both the thing and per tile. All right. Call in the Nova Core, 7 yellow. Create 2 3-turn Nova Core countdown tiles. When activated, Nova Cores do one of the following. Choose randomly on creation. I guess chose randomly on creation would make more sense. Heal a random ally for health. Deal damage to a random enemy. Create a strike and protect tile. Passive, on battle start at first time, each turn Nova takes damage. Create a 3-turn Nova Core countdown tile. This passive is always unlocked. As you go up in level, that goes down to becomes a 2-turn tile, and the amount of health, damage, and strength of the tiles goes up. Black pile. Black power? Black. The black power? Good lord. Xandarian World Mind. Do one of the following, chosen randomly. Heal Nova for some health. Deal damage to the enemy team. Create an attack tile. Repeat this effect one time plus one extra time for each friendly Nova Core tile matched or destroyed this game. I like that mechanic. That's fun. If Nova would be stunned and there are at least two friendly Nova Core tiles, destroy two of them and prevent that stun. Going up in levels increases any of those rando effects that you may get. And at level 4, they repeat two times instead of one. So later in the game, you want to fire that off and you'll get all kinds of things happening. That's a different power. I kind of like that. We've missed, I think, all the events that this character previewed in Honor Among Thieves is still running. Though you can get a legendary token in there, shards and event tokens, and progression rewards. There is a Nova 10x Vault legendary token and the placement rewards for Operation Spider Silk, which will be coming up next. There was a... We missed that one. There's an event called The True OG. It started running yesterday in PvP. With Nova in there in the progression rewards. There was the Death Defined Vault, which is still running until the 1st. Chance to get 10x Vault there. Increased chances in more pulls. And a Blue Blazes Legendary Store Token, which runs till the 1st. 15% chance to get 5-star Nova 10x Vault, 5-star High Evolutionary, and 5-star Adam Warlock.
Teeth is very enthused that there is a 10x Vault vault.
Yes, I suppose there is. Does the Blue Blaze is supposed to be anything? I really know nothing about Nova Core characters. Is that because his suit is blue?
I don't know. Yeah. Shocked to find out that Ian and Ray aren't Nova Core experts.
No.
Dang.
Every saw any reference to Nova Core in the comics, I went, who? Oh, right, them. Like, that's as far as my knowledge goes. Apparently, though, Samurai is looking at championing his 5-star here soon, and Blue Wolf says he's already got him champ because of their 4-star Nova being so advanced. So, congratulations.
Nice. Well, yeah.
That's a lot of Nova, then.
Mine's still in the poop house.
I have no idea what mine is. I will look when I fire up Steam later.
I have like one to two covers. I got one cover from the you know, when he was initially released for the whole feeder, and then I got a bunch of points. What are they called? Shards? And as that gave me over 1,000, so I was able to, you know, 1-1-1. I figured that might help when I, you know, try and use him in the PvP to use all of his powers to get those extra points. Then I didn't play the PvP at all, so, you know, that's how that went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I got for the news. Anything else in the news or local news? What you got? Kids are back in town.
Nothing. Yeah. Oh, cool. That sounds like something that would happen regularly.
I was, you know, out of town for moving weekend, so that was nice. But
hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
Apparently a naked man flashed himself to a girl on one of the catabuses here locally. So that happened.
Oh. And I had to piece that together. I was like, why did a naked guy flash himself?
Yeah, I was
like, he just stood in front of a mirror, was like, yep. Woo!
He had a big mirror and a coat. He's like, ha ha!
That's what's happening in my mind, too. I was like, that's fun.
It's like 2 days worth of classes and already, you know.
Right.
I did also see on the subreddit, somebody posted, does it get any better being on campus? And people are like, dude, the classes haven't started yet. Calm down.
Ian, there's a new hot chicken place downtown.
What? Tell me more.
It is on Allen Street. It is a halal chicken place, but it's a hot chicken thing.
Oh, I'm down for some hot chicken.
Sure chicken or something like that.
All right. Are we ever going to try it, or do you not eat that?
I will probably try the, you know, mildest version they will make of that for me.
All right.
But it is, yeah, right down the street from me there. Maybe I'll do that this week. No, I'm not going to do that tomorrow. Who am I kidding? All right, that's all I got. Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny, the dimension turns dark.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk briefly about Dormammu's niece and Steven's wife, Clea Strange, Sorcerer Supreme. 4-star blue, purple, and yellow. Blue, purple, and yellow. That's wacky. I like that. But what I don't like is the number of powers that I'm about to talk about. But it looks like they all have corny Doctor Strange names, so I love that. The Manacles of Mokar! What are they up to? They cost 9 blue AP. Let's see. Select a basic blue tile. Create a one-turn repeater tile that deals 102 damage per turn. While this tile is on the board, the target may not fire powers and may only deal damage to Clea. That scales up to 1,178 damage per turn. All right, purple costs pretty consistently, it looks like 8. It's called Creative Caster, and each color does something different. All right, Creative Caster, blue. Oh, let me read what the first one does. Maybe that'll make this, things will make more sense to me. Select a 3x3 block of tiles. Clea destroys selected tiles and creates a new spell on the spot to harness her energy in various ways, applying different effects based on the selected colors. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP or do damage. Blue. If there are 4 or more blue tiles in the selection, stun target for 1 turn. That scales up to 4 turns. If there are 4 or more, if there are 4 plus tiles, stun for 5 turns. Wow. The purple tiles. For every 3 purple tiles in the selection, create 1 purple trap tile. If Clea would take damage, instead remove the trap tile. You can create up to 5 trap tiles. Yellow. If there are 3 or more yellow tiles, also burst heal teammates for 28 health per tile. Burst heal Clea for 414, burst heal teammates for 233. Black. Create a 4-turn black countdown tile that steals 2 AP in the enemy's strongest color with AP each turn. That goes up to a 4-turn countdown tile. Red. For each red tile in the selection, deal 56 damage. If there are 3 or more red tiles, this is increased by 35%. 320 dead damage increased by 60%. Green. If there are 3 or more green tiles in the selection, destroyed tiles deal 65% more damage to the enemy team. 560% more damage to the enemy team. And finally, Faltinian Inferno. Or Faltinian Inferno. What's she doing with this? Deal 130 damage to the target and change into Faltinian form. This form cannot be held for long, however. At the start of the turn, lose 3 red AP. If there is no AP remaining, return to natural form. Whenever an enemy fires a power, this is the passive component of the ability, deal 65 damage to the target and give a burst of 46 health to the team. While in form, Clea takes no match damage and their abilities deal 10% more damage. This all scales up to, let's see, deal 427 damage, lose 1 AP, passive deals 464, burst heals for 276, abilities deal 35% more damage. Man, cool character and a lot of words, but God, that's a lot of words. She does a lot of stuff and a lot of words. Yeah, I'm so conflicted because she seems dope, but gosh, she seems hard to use. I would never include her on any of my teams, you know, unless she's required. Yeah, that's a lot. Anyway, she's pretty cool. I like that the devs were really creative with her abilities, and I think that's really reflective of the fact that she is a Sorcerer Supreme, which I totally dig, but coming up with a strategy to use her effectively in-game sounds exhausting.
Yeah, double because I still use Hafthor for most of my clearing and, right, you know, PvE, and she heals. That's not good for Hafthor.
Sure.
Yeah, don't like that effect.
So, yeah, there you have it.
Well,
Clea, Sorcerer Supreme.
What was your build?
I don't know what her build is.
Oh, okay.
My build is, I probably don't even have her. If I have her on my roster, I'll be amazed.
No, you have a 4-3-3.
Oh, man, I'm cruising. She's one of those people that I must get accidentally every now and again. So I've never used her. I just learned about her today. Based on what I said, I would, boy.
Look at me with the correct build from the internet.
I would assume that, I don't love that first one. That's weird. But I mean, I feel like 5-3-5 is what I would do, because that first one forces your enemy to attack only Clea. And then when she's in her Faltinian form, right, she's immune to damage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. It's 5-3-5, says Ian.
Well, that's the third choice. Mine is below that. My 3-5-5 is not the correct build, but Craig does have the correct build at a 4-4-5.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
I'm using correcting quotes.
Yeah, I was going to say. The most popular build?
Yes.
And by has, you mean accidentally acquired?
That's right. I couldn't tell you what any of those powers did, even after you just read them. I don't think I've ever fired any of them.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know how to jazz that up. There's just a lot of words and my awkward reading.
She's interesting.
I think to jazz it up, you have to use Zatarain's.
To make red beans and rice?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's definitely a creative character. Definitely would take more thinking than I have to make her work appropriately. Clea, Sorcerer Supreme. That's with Sunny and Xandar.
Did we lose Ray?
No, I'm here. What?
No.
Okay.
No one addressed him. Why would he have spoken?
Well, he was like starting to say something and then just disappeared. And
nope.
Oh, well, we accidentally cut him off and then he just lost interest and thought better of it.
Okay.
I think I completed what I had to say.
Oh.
Ah.
Interested, very interested.
Interested.
Suddenly lost interest.
Not at all interested.
Why don't you tell me what's in Willie's mailbag? How about that?
Oh, okay. So this week, or, 2 weeks ago, we got a message from Parentiac over on the subreddit talking about the Deadpool and Wolverine pre-movie message, which we brought up last time. And it was weird. Ian said it was weird because they like censored out all of the curse words in the in this message, but yet Deadpool and Wolverine was R-rated and had so many F-bombs it was ridiculous. But Parentiac says that the pre-movie message is being used on lots of PG-13 and up in AMC. Oh, PG-13 up in AMC theaters. He saw it before Twisters, a week before D&W came out, and his friends have seen it in front of other films. It was not on the front of Alien Romulus. So there you go. Apparently it's in front of more PG-13 movies.
Yeah, cool.
Also, Ian lamenting about how bad Monopoly is and a warning about capitalism. That's the original intent of the game. And he provided a link. Let me see if I can copy this.
Well, oh, as a warning, is the intent of the game, or was it to promote?
Yes, as a warning.
Oh, interesting. Why would they make the winner the landlord that crushes everyone into poverty?
I don't know, but there's an article. Yeah, there you go. There's an article on Discord. Cool. You can read all about it. Yeah, it does seem to. Maybe it wasn't originally, but I haven't looked. All right, so...
Oh, no. Yes? There was a follow-up in Discord from original sender Parandiac. Because, Milton Bradley bought the game and said, nope, corporations are heroes. And they just twisted it.
The American way.
So maybe
way.
The landlord game was slightly different.
All right, there you go.
Anyway, how'd it turn out? I need to know!
Well, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Over on the D3 forums, we got a message from Joe Handel, who says, hey, I missed the episode. I was too busy dry heaving. I hope not related to the show in any way, and I hope you're feeling better.
Right.
Priorities. All right, well, yeah, you got to have priorities, especially when you're dry heaving. Sure. We'll listen this evening. Only the second time I will have heard the edited version. I'm sure it's amazing. I don't know. Joe, do you regularly appear in the Discord and listen to the non-edited version? What's your handle? I'm very confused, but I hope you enjoy the edited versions.
Yeah, I hear they're fantastic.
Right. He says, have any plans started for an epic 1,000th episode? It's never too early.
That's way too early.
Let's, maybe we'll start thinking about the 500th. How's that as a compromise?
Whew, that's still a year away.
It is.
Yeah, we'll never know, but we'll see. I don't want to rule anything out, but also, yeah, we'll take a beat on that one. But I'm with you, Teeth. That email definitely raised more questions than it answered.
Right, exactly.
Like, were you about to listen to it? Why just dry heaves? Why weren't you actually vomiting? Do you need help? What? What's going on? I just don't get it.
I don't know. But I wish him
maybe
wish if him
I listened to
health,
the show. Maybe did we say something gross in the beginning?
I'm gonna go
yeah,
with
was this
yes,
a concern for right. your health or were we just being slandered? I don't know. Either way, I love it. Thanks for sending mail Willie's way.
Indeed.
Joe Handel.
So he actually had something to do this week. Yeah, that's it. So thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, let's hit up and then, right, it's board game bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Who won last week?
So last week was, I think, the closest week that we have had in this bracket. It was Monopoly versus Cranium. Very, very close. But believe it or not, Monopoly squeaked through and is going on to the next round.
Again, it's got to win just based on the historic significance.
Fiends.
Part of it.
Ugh. It's its only merit is that they reskin it to whatever your favorite hobby is.
Mostly true.
Man.
So
all right, well, this week Cranium. we brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, if I.
Sure.
Ian, what do we got?
Oh, right.
Well, you guys are doing it this week, right?
Ray.
Oh, Ray's doing it.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yep.
I screwed up.
So this week we have, I don't know, these are also, I think, two classics.
I tried to stick to mostly the classics.
Yeah. So a game that I played quite a bit, Clue, versus a game that I've played very, very little. I don't know if I've ever played it. Mousetrap. Craig, are you taking Clue? Is that what I recall? Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Craig, you lead with Clue or Cluedo for our, you know, international listeners.
Sure. Clue is the classic detective game. You start out in a mansion where Mr. Body has been killed, and you need to determine which person in the house has done it in Mr. Body, in what room, using what implement of some kind. I got a question for you guys about Clue. When you play Clue, do you always ask the person to your left, or do you select which person you want to ask a question to?
Left. Always left.
I think I've always played that you select a person.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's always
I
left.
I think the rules are
it's always
left.
Always ask the person on your left, and then if they can't answer, it goes to the next person.
Then it moves to the next person.
Right. Gotcha.
When I was a kid, we always played that you picked who you wanted to answer so you could be more strategic about, you know, what you wanted to ask who.
Yeah, but that's...
I understand what you're saying.
Feels like cheating.
I thought you were just asking how we played, but the advantage to what I'm saying is I play by the rules.
Yeah, that is the rule. I was just curious as to...
But I'm down with your house rules. It's a very open to house rules type of game.
Yeah.
Until I reread the rules teaching my son how to play, I didn't realize that when you accuse somebody... Not accused. When you suggested, you know, a person, a room, and a weapon, that character was physically moved to that room and would resume their next turn from where you moved
them. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a strategy if you want someone to not win.
Yeah,
it's by forcing them to go to rooms they don't want to.
Yeah, I don't love that at all.
Yeah,
but I use it because it makes sense.
Yeah, we would do that all the time to people. Oh, you're going the whole way across the board to go over there? Nope, come back to the kitchen.
Yep.
That's just a good strategy. That's not comparable to the using the two-letter words to screw over your person in Scrabble. I'm sorry. It's
Again, Clue, much like Monopoly, comes in a variety of rebranded flavors. My favorite being the Harry Potter one, where it has spinning board pieces in it that change the doors. There's more, like, the doors, some doors get blocked, some doors get opened, dark marks happen, and things go on, and I don't know, I enjoy the Harry Potter version of Clue.
Yeah, but I think that the main differences between this and last week was Clue offers standalone excellence, and it is not reskinned with the high frequency that Monopoly is.
The only thing I don't tend to like about the skinned clues is they always tend to give, like, each character a special power of some kind.
Sure.
And they are invariably wildly unbalanced.
Unbalanced? Yeah.
Like, if you play, like, the Family Guy one, there's, like, one power that just says, I would like to win on turn two, and everybody else's power is, I don't know, do something once. Like, it's... So I don't like the special powers. I just want to play Clue.
Yeah, yeah. It makes characters harder to enjoy.
Yeah.
I agree. Anything that has, you know, a reskin plus new rules. I have, like last week we discussed, I have Mario Kart Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Toad is awful. Everyone else has a dope special power. That poor guy.
Again, remember that best reskin one was like the Lord of the Rings one, because once the ring made it around the board, the game of Monopoly was over.
Yes. Yep. And it just resolved itself. But anyway, continue with Clue. I apologize.
I think I've covered.
Yeah, I think people know.
So the other thing that I'd mention about Clue is possibly the absolute best board game to movie transition that has ever been made.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done the research, but I think that's an easy argument to make.
I disagree. Burundi X's Battleship was better.
No way. Movie stunk.
Yeah, that movie Clue was movie not is enjoyable.
Awesome.
It really is. It's a classic. Classic.
All right, how about The Mousetrap?
Oh, my goodness. So, Ray, who I don't want him to feel like he was a man on an island in this one. Mousetrap is a classic board game that no one has ever played.
Yep.
No one has ever played this game. None of the three of us, no one I've ever met. Several people that I know, including myself and possibly you two, have owned this game.
Yeah.
But when you go to play it, at least a third of the pieces are missing. One of the key pieces is definitely broken. No one's 100% on the rules because they've never played this before. Conceptually, this game is art. I mean, you start off working together to build this Rube Goldberg-style, awesome, conceptually fantastic mouse-trapping device. And then, once it's built, it's an everyman for himself, trap everybody else's mice in the mouse-trap. But functionally, this game is just flawed from the very beginning. Like any good Rube Goldberg machine, it mm-hmm. doesn't work. It looks like it's going to be amazing if it could work, but it doesn't.
Yep. I think my favorite thing about Mousetrap is that it must hold the record for the appearances of things to be sold at a yard sale. Like, every yard sale, I swear, when I was a kid, there was a copy of Mousetrap for sale for like a dime, right? Like, you could buy a box of Mousetrap for a dime.
Yeah, maybe a quarter. It says as is. 100%. Man, so that game should be incredible, but it is simply not. It just does not, it's not produced with the quality that it needs to be a good game. It's produced in a cost-effective way. Now, if they produce some sort of, I don't know, all metal collector's edition that snaps together in an efficient way, I'd be like, this game is totally reimagined in a good way.
Do you ever go to, like, Home Goods for Christmas, and they have those really expensive, fancy Monopoly and Scrabble and stuff sets?
Yeah.
So maybe Home Goods needs to put out the fancy expensive
mousetrap set
where all the pieces, yeah, they're metal and they snap. They snap together in a nice solid manner, and the marble actually, rolls fluidly. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. Thanks. I was already pumped to go to Home Goods. Now I'm doubly pumped. Their gourmet food and treat section is one of my favorite things. They always sneak in some pops, too. I'm always like, yeah. So anyway, that's Mousetrap from the fine folks at Hasbro. 2 to 4 players.
All right. So hopefully Samurai has a prepared vote. Oh, my God. Look at that. It's instant. So all you have to do is on the Discord channel, find Samurai's most recent vote post and just search for vote and click one of the reactions. All you have to do is react to the message and your vote will be counted. So there you go. If you can't do that, you can post something to the subreddit or the D3 forums. But hey, the Discord's the easiest. If you don't know how to get to the Discord, go to puzzlewarriors3.com and look for the Discord link.
All right. Sweet. Let's move on then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. I know it filters it out, but I still clap. I don't think I'm ever going to stop.
I still clap and still, after the clap, point at my microphone.
Nice.
So, like, it's a clap and a point. Yeah.
I point to my screen, not to the mic. So I think that's why I was like, do I point? And then I just did it. And I was like, yeah, because you got to let everybody know who is being pumped up.
Correct.
But I just point to my monitor.
Yeah.
I should be pointing out to the people. You're correct. I like that. I'll try to adjust. All right. Let's see what 3 stars are going to be boosted this week. Hawkeye. And he's too new. He's super old, but I don't remember what he does. He's pretty good. Like, he's a hot guy kind of average. Do they make a 3-star Jubilee?
Is that the vampire one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds cool. Ooh.
The girl is a vampire.
Brand new Nova. No chance there. 3-star Spider-Man. He's a classic. I've used him before. His yellow does a truckload of damage for a 3-star. The other two things, less important. I think, the shields that he makes are going to be a little better with his purple. And three-star Thanos. Oh, that's the good one. He kills everybody with his black and one of his other abilities. So, let's talk about Dazzler and some other four-star boosted characters.
You're right, you're going to talk about Dazzler.
Yeah, well, all these ones are awesome, is what I meant to say. Uh-huh. Not oof. Dazzler, what's she up to? Bigger red strike tiles. Her green AoE is improved and makes bigger, larger special tiles also. The infamous Iron Man, what's he doing? More damage to the target and more damage to allies if applicable with his black. Bigger attack tiles. Bigger attack tiles when the pop... Nope. Bigger attack tiles. That's it. No more words. And more red damage. So there.
What are words for when no one listens anymore?
Yeah, thanks, English. Me fail English? That impossible. Domino. Green's the same, black's the same, and more damage per black tile destroyed with knock 'em down. Ghost, what are you up to? Better healing with purple, and more damage with red. Way more if she is invisible. Nebula, recently reworked, or maybe I dreamt that, I don't know. More green AoE, more damage, and more attack tiles with red, and repeater heals more with blue, and makes bigger strike tiles. Eh, see, must have been reworked. She does all sorts of stuff now. And finally, the 5-star boosted characters this week are none other than Emma Frost. More red damage and no changes to her other two abilities. This looks probably like Phoenix. What's she doing these days? Stronger green AoE, more red damage, stronger strike tiles from the red as well. And in her purple, match 5 gives stronger buffs to your strike, attack, and protect tiles, and stronger debuffs to the enemies. Magneto is boosted this week. He has bigger strike and protect tiles from his yellow. And last but not least, it's Storm, and she is doing more damage when destroying all charged tiles, and will have no other changes to her abilities.
I didn't know there was a player called Storm Duck, but I'm very intrigued now.
I'm a little intrigued. I'm less intrigued now that I've scrolled down. I'm not going to judge people and their weird names. I'm just going to read what Samurai says. For those of you trying to knock out daily quests, the villains on the boosted lists are Thanos, Iron Doom, Ghost, and Nebula. Sorry, nobody on the 5-star tier counts this week. And if the quests call for an enhanced villain, that's Ghost and Nebula.
Nice.
Yeah, that was helpful. I like that.
I've been having trouble finding an enhanced villain, so...
Oh, right. Absolutely. That's what I was thinking, too. I don't know enough about the 5-star tier to know if his criticisms were warranted, but...
Ooh. T says Omega Red. I do like me some Omega Red.
Yeah, he seemed powerful.
Oh, that would make sense.
So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. Nice.
All right, let's crack open some refreshing pop.
Oh, yeah. I remember this segment. So, let's start with some action-packed K-pop, what I would normally call nonsense, but not this week. This week, I bring you nothing better than K-A-R-D, the K-pop band Card. Craig, are you sitting down?
I am.
First off, Quartet.
Okay, that's good.
Win. Second, never before sampled on this segment, this band consists of 2 women and 2 men.
Like ABBA style?
Like, better than ABBA style. I mean, there's a little bit. They do deviate from this a little bit, but primarily, it is 2 female singers and 2 male dancers.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The guys do get to sing a little bit. They're just not the main or the featured singers. But, man, they put together something a little bit neat with Card. They were not... They tend to lean more into the electronic EDM hip-hop style rather than the, bubblegum K-pop style that's less appealing to me. So I was okay. I did all right. I enjoyed me some Card. They've been... And they've been in the K-pop game for a while. They've been doing this since, like, 2016, so...
Listening to that clip there, it very much makes me think of Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, sure.
It reminds me of Shakira, yeah.
So, that is half of my pop. Now, on a less amazing note, I've got some Mexican soda to weigh in on. I had a bottle of Manzanita Sol. Now, I was really optimistic going into this. Why? I don't know. Someone told me it was going to be good, and I believed them. It is an apple-flavored soda.
Oh, no thank you.
Correct! No thank you was the correct answer. Sparkling apple juice would have been better. This was not even that good. This was wrong. The effervescence was wrong, and the finish was wrong.
So it was the name was like Sol, like S-O-L, like the sun.
Correct.
Oh, see, I would expecting something that tastes like Sun Pop or Sunny D or something like that then.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. Not expecting tastes, apple.
Yeah, just wrong. It was a real letdown. I was going to try the green apple version, but I just couldn't get through the red apple version, so that was the end of my Manzanita Sol experience.
Oh, Manzanita, that would be small apple, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I don't know why the sun's involved, but
oh, Sol, it's a brand. The small apple is the flavor. Sol is the brand.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They are a large beverage company down in Mexico. So, fun surprise with card, less fun surprise with apple flavored soda. Turns out it is not only not for me, but hypothetically not for Craig either.
No, thank you.
So, yeah. Thanks, as always, to Magnify?
Magnify, sure.
Magnify.
Yeah, I now have, you know, a whatever it is, 40-year aversion to apple drinks. Or however old my nephew is.
But your nephew hates apples?
No, when my nephew was little, I cared for him often, and we would, you know, give him apple juice in bottles.
Sure.
Right? And after, you know, a prolonged period of being burped in the face of apple juice, I could no longer stand the smell of apple juice or apple ciders or anything that smells like an apple. I can still eat apples that are juicy, and that's okay for me. It's just the pure aroma of apple juices that I'm like, that just makes me queasy like instantly. And I'm like, oh, no.
Sure. Yep. Nope. I appreciated the follow-up, and I asked for the follow-up. Maybe one sentence into the follow-up, I was like, I'm good. You can just shut up now. But I thought I would be courteous and let you finish.
All right, fine. Thank you to Magnify.
Plus, you know what it did? Yeah. It bought me some time to open Steam.
All right.
Are you going to introduce a segment?
Sure. Let's open some tokens. Brought to you by this guy.
No, brought to you at the end.
Oh, fine.
Brought to you by Wolfsbane. Go for the throat. Go ahead, Ray and or Craig.
I don't know how many I'm doing. I'm gonna open until I get a 5-star that I need. How about that?
All right.
Cool.
Am I doing first, or do you want to go?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So here's what I don't need. May Parker Purple or Kane Parker Blue. I don't need those. Don't give me those. All right, let's get going. First is a 4-star Nico. Second is Hawkbuster. Third is Melinda Bay. Fourth 4-star, that's a Penny Parker. And that gives me, wow, bonus shards for May Parker, 500 bonus shards.
Ooh.
I don't know, does that count?
You can use that. I don't
know. Yeah, I could definitely use that. I'm going to keep...
There are no rules. I'm going to keep going. You tell me if it counts.
4-star Lizard.
Easy, Lizzy.
Hellcat. Oh, here we go. Here's a 5-star. Is it a useful one? May Parker Static Cling, which is her blue power, which will allow me to champ May Parker. So there you go.
Wow, congratulations.
I'm done.
All right, very good. Probably open like 10 of these. Let's see, what do we got? Reptile, no E. Falcon America, Echo, Agent Coulson. There's a Hot Pool, the red shirt. That's nice. Miles, Gertrude. Oh, second 5-star. Kane Parker, Mark of Kane. Nick Fury, and Domino. I hear she's boosted or something. All right, so this was this kid. So my Kane Parker is now at a 402. My hot pool is at a 011.
Well, you're ahead of me on hot pool now. I still only have that one cover.
Here we go. In that case, thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
It's a mystery, but I will tell you how to find out. If you head over to see the soon-to-be-named network at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, you will find this show alongside several other excellent podcasts. that will hopefully give you a good variety in your podcast listening schedule. Check us out at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Very good. I hear Ray has things for the good of the order.
Oh, hey, yeah. See, this is why I asked you to remind me, because I knew I would forget. Yes. So if you are going to be purchasing back-to-school supplies in any way from the Amazon.com website, may I suggest that you head on over to PuzzleWarriors3.com and click the banner first. Click the banner on our webpage before doing your searches, so that we get credit for you searching for the items that you need and purchasing them. You will pay no more for said items, but we will get an extra bonus if you're doing back-to-school stuff for the next, I don't know, month and a half? Something like that? Mid-October, I think, they're ending it. So it's a promo that they're doing to encourage people to buy their back-to-school stuff off of Amazon. So, hey, we would appreciate it. Like I said, it doesn't cost you anything more, but we get a little bit more kickback for the back to school stuff.
So. Have you gotten any feedback on that recently?
No.
But more specifically, my wife has gone back to school and she told me that she bought all of her school books off Amazon through the link. I didn't know.
There is a huge delay for when I get notices on anything like that. So
okay, cool.
I haven't, but hey, that's cool. Thank you. And thank her.
Is she going for a doctorate?
She is.
Wow.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, we have not sold any more trombone lube, Samurai, but thanks for asking.
Well, we should.
We can always hope. I don't know if this is for the good of the order, but it's something I had intended on sharing with Ray, but it's really not show related, but I'm doing it anyway. So my son and I have been playing the Fortnite, and boy, Ray, recently I have really gotten a heavy dose of what you like least about that game. Well, because, I did find a setting where, you know, there's no builds.
Right.
So that's something that I don't have to learn. I can just theoretically go and kill people, which I do enjoy. God. So, I've got pretty average things. You know, try to have a shotgun here and there, maybe an AR-15, maybe some submachine guns. And I'm killing people. I do adequately. But then, you know, out of nowhere, there's, you know, a banana dressed as Wolverine carrying Captain America's shield and has a War Machine jetpack and just mauls me. And I'm like, this game is stupid. Why am I on this? Here I am trying to, like, creep around and, you know, protect my perimeter and shoot people with normal shooty weapons. And just then clown things happen. And I'm like, come on.
I have to say that... When playing PUBG, the one thing I play with Scott a lot, the one thing that he really freaks him out is when somebody's wearing like a clown outfit. Like you pull up to shoot somebody and you zoom in on the scope, like 8x scope, and suddenly there's a clown face in your scope. He's like, ah!
That's awful. All right, that's all we got, Craig.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, please send them to Willie's mailbag. And we will talk about those next week and go vote on the board game banner. Remember, there's still that prize out there for the, you know, whoever finishes best.
Yeah. So if you want to cultivate your bracket, by all means, vote. However,
and there's still the, I'll plug, you know, Joe's and our friend from Cinnabon, Todd's thing. There is still the soon-to-be-named network Pigskin Pick'ems. So if you're into picking football games...
Oh,
you can join that and play it and start making picks before the first NFL game start. You can go find that at probably on longbacksheroes.com.
Nice.
So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, six dudes make an earworm. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.